to the lower oil prices now. That's meant lower gas prices, and that's been good news for Americans, but bad news for oil producers like Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter. This week, the country announced their budget had hit a record deficit, close to $100 billion. And on Monday, the Saudi government responded in part by raising the price of gas. Saudis pay less than $1 a gallon. The Saudi royal family has long subsidized energy and utilities for the Saudi people as oil revenues flowed into the kingdom's coffers. Henri Barki is director of the Middle East program at the Wilson Center. He's with us from Washington. And Henri, before we start a fundraiser for Saudi drivers, you know, they still hardly pay for their gas, right?
That's right. I mean, gas has gone up from, I think, 16 cents a liter to 24 cents a liter. So it's not a huge increase. But nonetheless, for the Saudis, it's huge because it's a 50% increase in the cost of gasoline. And it's not just gasoline that's going to go up in price, but it's also other goods, too. I mean, they're going to increase the price of water and electricity. The way they're doing it is by reducing subsidies because the Saudi economy is heavily subsidized by the government.
Well, so, and remind us, just paint that picture a little bit more of what life has been like for the Saudis because of the oil industry there.
Well, oil is really the manna from heaven. The Saudis and other Gulf kingdoms have had a very easy life, so to say, because all they have to do is pump oil and then get paid royally, no pun intended. But the oil, which had gone up over $100 a barrel for a short period of time, has gone down considerably, and now it's less than $40 a barrel. So, in fact, within 2015, the price of oil has collapsed by 50%. So that's why the budget numbers are completely out of control, and therefore they have to do these drastic measures. But it is very interesting because the Saudi regime essentially had this agreement with its people, is that they didn't tax their people in exchange for which the people didn't really have much of a say. Now the decline in oil prices is really forcing them to rethink the whole structure.
Tell us more about that. I mean, could this be a country that might, because we understand some of the Saudis are upset about this. They're upset about even that small raise in gas and some of their subsidies for utilities being withdrawn. What does a country do that's kept its people mostly in line by giving it subsidies and money?
I mean, we also should not exaggerate, A, the increase in the prices, and B, the situation that the Saudis face. They still have huge foreign reserves of the order of $600 billion or maybe more. They have a debt-to-GDP ratio, which is only 2%, probably the lowest in the world. They're not facing a calamity. They're just trying to bring some kind of control to their expenditures. So this is not a game changer. But it's going to be interesting in the sense that is it going to make some Saudis think a little bit about this social contract that they have had with the Saudi regime? But I don't expect an Arab Spring to come to Saudi Arabia of people going out in the streets and demanding the overthrow of the royal family. That is not in the cards.
Well, speaking of which, that's something else that the Saudis are finding themselves having to spend money on. The unrest in the region, in Yemen, for instance. I'm sure they're eyeing, you know, ISIS. And so how does that affect the Saudi economy?
Well, the Saudis actually have the, depending on how you look at the figures, either third or the fourth largest military budget in the world. They have always spent a great deal of money on the military because this is their way of protecting themselves against the Iranians. But now they have this added burden of the war in Yemen, and the war in Yemen is costing them. So this is another added expenditure that was not planned for, that they have to contend for. So which means that their military budget is really incredibly large and is continuing to increase. The interesting question here is that the decline in oil prices is partially their own making. The Saudis are producing oil at full capacity, And they could increase the price of oil by reducing their production, but they're doing this deliberately because they are trying to prevent the Iranians from benefiting from a higher rate price for oil, because the Iranians, once the sanctions are lifted as a result of the nuclear deal with the P5+1, the Iranians will be selling approximately 500,000 barrels a day. And what the Saudis, I'd say, are trying to do is, by pushing the prices down, they really are fighting the Iranians, and also producers in the United States that are low-cost producers, shale oil and all these new techniques that have been developed. But so the oil price decline is really being engineered by the Saudis.
It's so funny. They're engineering the same thing that's causing them to have a bit of a budget crunch.
Right. That's why I think that the budget crunch should not be exaggerated.
Right.
In the sense that they know what they're doing. They knew they were going to have a budget deficit. I don't think they expected the price of oil to decline this much. But on the other hand, the lower the price of oil, the more difficult life becomes for the Iranians, as the Iranians get ready to get into an international market.
Use that as their source of revenue. Henri Barki, Director of the Middle East Program at the Wilson Center, thank you so much.
Thank you.